Welcome back to our series on Sefer Yirmiyahu. In today's show, we're studying Perek Yud Chet, chapter 18. In the first section of Perek Yud Chet, we have the famous verse which we sing on Kol Nidre evening, Hinei Kachomer Biyat HaYotzer, Kena Anachnu Biyatcha. I'm sure you remember that song from Kol Nidre. The source of that song we're going to find in today's study of Perek Yud Chet. Two words of introduction before we begin to read the Perek. One is that this chapter will prove our contention that we've been claiming since the beginning of our series that Yirmiyahu's primary job is to prevent destruction and not predict it. Why this is a proof, we'll see very soon. Secondly, the analogy that God is going to use for Yirmiyahu is going to send him to a potter's house, and in ancient times, to make a piece of pottery, the classic way of doing it was taking two stones, connecting a pole between them. The bottom stone would be by the potter's foot, and when he would move the bottom stone, at the same rate, the top stone would turn around. Then, using that stone turning around, the potter would take a piece of clay, which was moist. He would form it using the potter's wheel. After he shaped it, he put it aside to dry, and he put it in an oven, and that's how they made pottery in ancient time. God is going to use now the potter in order to explain how the people of Israel can still do tshuva. So let's read now, beginning with Pasuk Aleph. Hadavar asher haya o Yirmiyahu meit Adonai lemor. This was the word of God to Yirmiyahu. Kum v'yaradata beit ha-yotzer. God tells Yirmiyahu, go to a potter's house. V'shama ashmiyacha et dvarai. There I'll tell you my message. God's not simply going to tell Yirmiyahu the message straightforward. In order for Yirmiyahu to appreciate this message, God tells him, first I want you to go to a potter's house. V'yared beit ha-yotzer. Yirmiyahu does what God tells him. V'neu osem melacha al avnaim. And sure enough, the potter is making a piece of pottery using the potter's wheel, the avnaim. Pasuk Dalet, v'nishchat ha-kli asher hu oseh b'chomer b'yad ha-yotzer. As the potter is making this vessel, the clay gets ruined. Something goes wrong. And now this piece of clay is back in the potter's hand without the original shape that he wanted. What did the potter do? V'shav v'yaseu kli acher kasher yashar b'nei ha-yotzer lasot. What did the potter do after the first one didn't work? He took the clay, put it back together again, made it moist again, made another vessel, exactly as he wanted to. After Yirmiyahu saw this, God tells him as follows. Pasuk Hei, V'hi Dvar Adonai Lai Lemor. Pasuk Vav, Hachiyotzer Hazeh Lo Ochal Lasot Lachem Beit Yisrael Numa Adonai. God tells Yirmiyahu, don't you think that I can be just as good as this potter? Hinei Chachomer B'yad HaYotzer Ken Atem B'yadi Beit Yisrael. Just like the clay is in the hand of the potter to do with it as he wants, that's how the people of Israel are in the hand of God. And now he'll explain. Pasuk Zayin, Rega daver al goy v'amamlacha lintosh v'lintotz v'lavid. In one moment, God may talk about a certain nation or a country to destroy it, but that doesn't mean it has to happen. Pasachet, v'sham ha-goy ha-hu mirato, but should that nation repent and return from its evil ways, asher dibarti alav, that I had warned him about, v'nichamti al-ara, asher chashavti lasot lo. Then God said he'll change his mind from the destruction that he was going to bring upon them. The opposite is also possible. Pasuk Tet. Sometime I'll talk about a nation and a country to build it and plant it. But what might happen? Pasuk Yud, then should that nation sin? Not to listen to God and not follow his ways. Then God can change his mind about the good, which he said he would do good to them. It's clear what Yirmiyahu was saying is that even though he's predicting destruction, that prediction is not final. It doesn't have to happen. God is bringing this prediction in order that they repent. And sometimes he's saying that it's almost a lost cause. He's going to talk about how severe the punishment is going to be in order for the people to wake up. Sometimes the best way to get someone to wake up and realize he's doing something wrong is by giving up hope on him and saying, there's no hope for you. When someone says that, that doesn't necessarily mean that there is no hope for him, but it's a way to motivate a person to realize things are going to get really bad and maybe he should reconsider his ways. And now God's going to explain this to Yirmiyahu in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Va'ata, and now. Emor na'o ish Yehuda, va'al yoshvei Yerushalayim le'mor. Say the following to the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, the following. Ko ma'al Adonai, this is the word of God. Hinei onochi yotzer alechem ra'ah. I'm creating for you a situation of evil. V'choshev alechem machshava. I'm thinking bad things that are going to happen to you, to punish you. But before that happens, God demands, shuvuna ish midako ha'ra'ah. Everyone should repent and return from their evil ways, and improve your ways and your actions. Exactly the same phrase we saw in Perek Zayin, in the beginning of chapter 7, where Yirmiyahu warned them, "Etibu dachachem malalechem," improve your behavior, and then he had a full list of what that meant, and that's what we explained Yirmiyahu's primary claim, as the people have to improve on their ethical behavior, the way they treat the poor and the needy, the way they treat one another, and their overall behavior in the realm of social justice, in addition to their need to follow all the rituals properly. Pasuk Yud Bet, V'yamru no'ash, what did the people say? It's a lost cause, they gave up. We'll follow our own ways. The people don't heed what the Navi is saying. They follow their own thoughts, the way they think. The ish shirut libo hara nase. And every person goes and follows the ways of his heart. We've seen this phrase shirut lev over and over again. Ashrir in modern day Hebrew means a muscle. But here in this context, it means people are hardening their hearts, following their own ways, stiffening their neck, sometimes it's also referred to. The people are not willing to follow God. They go in the ways of their heart, and they're not able to change their ways and follow God instead. Therefore, God's telling Yirmiyahu, the people have the ability to repent and return, but it doesn't seem like they want to do that. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Lachein kol ma'adonai, sha'al na b'goyim, mi shama ke'ele. God tells Yirmiyahu, ask the other nations around, has anyone seen such terrible behavior like God's own people? Sha'urit astam od b'tulat Yisrael. A shawuriyah is like a scandal. What the maiden Israel, what the people of Israel have done, is a scandalous thing, the way they've abandoned God and not followed His warnings. Pasuk Yedalad will continue this explanation of what Am Yisrael has done that's bad, but it's very difficult to translate, but we'll give it a try. Pasuk Yedalad, Hayazov Mitzur. Pasuk Yedalad is difficult to explain. We'll follow the explanation that's suggested in the Dat Mikra. Hayazov Mitzur Sadai Shelek Levanon. Does not the snow that's high up on the mountains in Lebanon or in the Hermon mountain coming from that big rock, it melts and turns into water. They form a very strong and cold stream of water that flows naturally all the time. And those acts of nature continue. They follow what God wants them to do. But my nation, kishchechuni, ami l'shavi kateru. But my nation doesn't follow what should come natural to them. Instead, they've left me, and they bring offerings to gods that are nothing. B'yachshilum b'darcheihem shvilei olam. The people, they stumble in their own ways, on ancient paths. L'lechet netivot derech lo tzula. They follow ways and paths that have never been paved before. What would this cause? L'sum artzam l'shama shrikot olam. This behavior is going to cause their land to be destroyed. People will whistle and hiss about it, about its destruction. Ko over aleha yishom v'yanid rosho. Everyone who passes by will whistle. Everyone who passes by will be aghast and will shake his head. Every passerby will be appalled and shake his head. Kuruch kadima fitzem difnei oyev. Like a strong easterly wind, that's how God's going to scatter us around for all of our enemies. Oref, v'lo panim erim. God's going to look at their back and not their front. B'yom edam, on the day of their destruction. So up until this point, Yirmiyahu is making his primary point that it's possible to prevent this destruction. But on the other hand, he explains why it's not going to work, because the people don't seem to get the message. They continue in their shrewd lev, they follow the ways of their heart, and they don't take heed to what Yirmiyahu is saying. Now, these predictions of Yirmiyahu are so harsh, we're going to see now how the people want to kill him, especially his colleagues. Pasuk Yitchet, Ve'amru, Yirmiyahu's colleagues, his opponents, say as follows, L'chu v'nachshavau Yirmiyahu machshavot. Let's plan some evil thoughts about Yirmiyahu. Ki lo tovat Torah mikohen, because it's not true what Yirmiyahu was saying, that the Kohen no longer knows Torah, and the Chacham no longer gives the right advice, and the Nevim don't know the word of God. Let's smack him on his tongue. Let's not listen to any of the words that he's saying. These people, so unhappy with Yirmiyahu's message, are plotting now to kill him. In response to that, Yirmiyahu begs God to intervene on his behalf. Hakshiva Adonai Eli, Yirmiyahu asks God to listen to him. Ushma loko yirivai. Listen to the voice of his enemies, those fighting with him. Hayishulam tachat tova ra'a. Yirmiyahu asks, are you going to pay me for the good I've done, or are you going to pay me back with evil? Ki charu shuchal lenafshi. They're digging a pit for me to throw me in. Zuchorom deilafanecha. Remember, Yirmiyahu says, I've stood before you. Ledaber alem tova. Lashiv et chamat chamihem. I'm not telling them only about destruction. Like he said before, I'm also trying to guide them in the right way. I'm doing this for their good. I'm trying to stop your anger from them. So why should I be the bad one? Lachain, therefore, tenet b'neim l'rav, let the children suffer from famine. Bagirim aide cherev, scatter them out by sword. V'tiene neshem shakulot l'manot, let the wives lose their children and lose their husbands. Van shehem yu harukei mavet, let their men be killed by death. Bachoreim, let the young men mukei cherev b'mechama, let them die by sword in a war. These words that Yirmiyahu is saying are very harsh. He's begging God that all of his enemies should be killed, which at first sounds very strange. He should ask God that they repent, but it seems we're past that stage already, and now Yirmiyahu's biggest fear is that if his opponents and the people who tried to discredit him continue to survive and prosper, and if God doesn't punish them, the rest of the people won't appreciate what Yirmiyahu is telling them. Yirmiyahu continues, Tishama zakami betahem, let crying be heard from their houses. Ki tavi alehem gdut pitom, let an army, let a battalion in the army come upon them suddenly to destroy them. Ki charu shuchal alachdeni, they've dug a pit to trap me in. Ufachim tamnu l'raglai, they put snares to trap my feet. Pasach chavkemo, Yirmiyahu now turns to God one last time. Vata Adonai, yadatet kol atzatam alai l'mavet. You God, you know all their planning and their thoughts that they want to kill me. At chaper avonam, don't forgive their iniquity. V'chatatam melfanecha al temchi, don't erase their sin before you. V'yu mukshalim lefanecha, let them stumble in front of you. Remember, they were trying to get Yirmiyahu to stumble. Let them stumble in front of you. Beit abcha asibahem, when you're angry, give them what they deserve. Against the people who don't like him, but rather he's doing it for the good of the nation, because if these opponents of Yirmiyahu continue to ridicule him, it will cause the rest of the nation not to listen to Yirmiyahu's rebuke.